You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Two cards over in Ireland on this Sunday to enjoy. We've got action over the obstacles in Limerick and we're on the level at Fairy House. And it's the Fairy House card that we'll be taking a look at on today's edition. You'll hear every race live, of course, on William Hill Racing Radio from both venues, as well as the domestic action as well. Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me on the line, as ever, is our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm fine, mate. Yeah, not too bad. I might sound a bit throaty, this morning. Singing too many songs late at night, that's what did it.
Oh dear, Andy.
Went to a bit of a charity ball last night, yeah, and it got a bit messy.
Oh, really?
I feel fine, yeah, no sort of hangovers, headaches, but yeah, just a bit throaty. The legs have taken a bit of a battering as well.
Oh, fair enough. Good do, though?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, raised a bit of money for charity, yeah.
Oh, very good.
All good, yeah.
All good indeed. Two cards in Ireland today, Andy, and you've gone for the Fairy House one.
I have, yeah, much more my cup of tea at the moment. Nothing against Limerick, but big fields and a lot of tricky races. Whereas Fairy House, I'm more in tune with the flat race at the moment, and I'll go with my speed figures as well. Quite a few that have got good numbers next to their names on the last few runs.
Okay, good. Hopefully we can pick out a winner or two along the way. We'll start then with the 225. This one is a 6 furlong maiden, and Hakiba heads affairs here at 7-2. Anania is 4-1. Knights 2 for Zeb Grey. Fair game 6-1. And 10s or bigger, the rest of them. Who's the pick here?
Well, there's a couple that interest me here, Sam. Anania is definitely one of them. I thought Andrew Heffernan's filly showed really encouragingly first time out over what looked an inadequate 5 furlongs at Down Royal. That was back on the 20th of June. Slowly away, in keeping with her price tag in that race. She ran on very strongly in the latter stages to be never near a third at the line. I think the winners are quite a nice horse as well. Independence Day, who was well back to tag that race and obviously did so in fairly impressive fashion. But there was lots to like about the way this filly by Kalanisi finished off her race. And stepping up in trip, she should run a good deal better now she's a little bit more wiser. And the one to mention is a horse called Fair Game, who podcasters will know I quite fancied last time out at Nice, only for her to disappoint really badly. But that was largely due to the fact that it was a slowly run affair and she was extremely keen on her second start. She just never, ever settled, never gave herself any chance at all of finishing off a race. And in the end, she got well beaten. She was a full 9.5 lengths off the fourth horse that day. Just showing how much she faded and how much energy she expended in the early part of that race. But prior to that, she'd run really well in a hot race on debut at Navan. It went the way of subsequent Group 3 winner Most Beautiful and, of course, Royal Ascot winner Waterloo Bridge. So if she can bounce back to that kind of form, and she was really unlucky in that race as well, not to finish a bit closer, if she settles today and switches off in a bigger field when they're likely to go a bit more stronger gallop, I do think Fair Game can certainly run a good deal better on her third start here today. So, well, two against the field there are Aniana and Fair Game.
Okay, then a couple to think about in that opener then for Andy. The next race on the card comes up at 2:55. This one is a 6 furlong handicap. They bet like this. Chilly Billy is the 11-4 favourite. 3-1 for Trinity Force. Captain Cullen is 9-2. Lily's Prince 6-1. 7's My Good Brother. 8's Fast in the Wind. And the outsider at 10-1 is Have a Great Day. What did you make of this one?
Yeah, this one's a bit trappy. Obviously, smallish field, and these events at Fairy House can be quite tactical. It's a short home straight, and when they come off the bend at the 3 furlong pole, they tend to kick quite quickly and get racing from that point onwards. And if you're not handily placed or don't get the run of the race from that point onwards, your chances are very much compromised. I think Chilly Billy will probably take this field along at a good gallop, thus ensuring at least a reasonable pace. And that might just improve the chances of Lily's Prince. Despite her slightly easier to back price it this morning. The reason I fancy this particular individual today is that he's managed to win here a couple of times in 3 starts. So going back to his beloved Fairy House has obviously got to be a significant factor. And it's not as if he's been running at all discreditably so far this season. He's managed to win at Cork, and he's also run quite well in his last two handicaps, despite probably not finishing as high up as some people might have expected. Good run last time out at Navan. It was the race that, of course, went in the way of Belmont Mast, a horse who's subsequently gone on to chase home Gordon Lord Byron in a Group 3 race subsequently. I think that form is quite solid. Certainly form which will enable him to run a nice race here. Gary Phillips obviously takes a really nice, handy £5 off as well. So if they get a good gallop here, it just could set it up for Lily's Pinch, who's got a really good strong kick finish here at Fairy House, as he's proven in the past. So let's hope his career record here at this venue continues.
Okay, yes. We'll move on then to the 3:30. The feature race of the day from Fairy House. This is a Fillies Group 3. It's the Brownstown Stakes and Majestic Queen Heads Affairs at the time recording at 6-4. Inipay is 9-4. 5-1 for Queen Nefertiti. Byzantium is 9-1. Bigger prices the rest of them. A couple of these are already proven in group company, Andy. Are they the obvious starting points?
They certainly are, Sam. Yeah, particularly Majestic Queen. She sets a very good standard. She's got a rating of 106. Courtesy of several tremendous efforts so far this season. She's really improved. Tracy Collins is getting the right tune out of her. She won a very good race, very hot race down in Lingford. Good on the figures as well. And she beat the ultra-consistent new Providence. She then went to the current, dropping back in trip, and she just got a little bit outpaced late on by a couple of speedsters, Mustajib and, of course, Marek, but I don't think there was any discredit in that. She goes back up in trip today, which will suit. And James Dawler has obviously took the time out to go over and ride her as well, having ridden the last time out at the Curragh. But there is an interesting run in this race. I certainly think she might outrun her odds, and that's Byzantium, who caught the eye in a huge way in a very competitive mares and fillies handicap the other day at the Curragh. That was her first run of the season, and although she was expected to run quite well, I actually thought she ran a good deal better than what the finishing position suggests, and that was a good third as well. She finished her race off incredibly strongly. I think if they'd gone a bit quicker on that occasion at the Curragh, it certainly would have meant that Byzantium would have been a victorious filly first time up. And with that run under her belt, I expect her to be really competitive here this afternoon, despite her only being rated 92 and the lowest rated horse in this race. I actually wouldn't pay any attention to that, because I do think she's going to end up a group filly towards the back end of the season. She certainly won't need to be here to figure, but as I said, I've got ultimate confidence that a 9-1 Byzantium can certainly outrun her odds in that 3:30.
Okay, then Byzantium could be worth chancing then in the Group 3 Fillies event. We'll move then to the 4 o'clock. This one is a 7-furlong maiden. Curly Locks heads affairs at 8-11. 5-1 for Gricko. Frozen Lake is 6-1. 9-1 for Zylan. 16s by those. Easy to see why Curly Locks is favourite here, Andy. She comes out of the back of two very good-looking maidens, won by Words and Queen Nefertiti, who we've mentioned. And she had the Oaks winner qualified beat on her last start. But she's sent off favourite both times and disappointed. Is today her day on a seasonal reappearance?
Yeah, I mean, she's obviously got the form in the book to take this race. It's not a particularly strong maiden. There are one or two in there that have got a good bit of solid form, including Frozen Lake and Zylan. We'll get onto those two individuals in a second or two. But Curly Locks has run first time out at Leppertown in a hot maiden, won by Queen Nefertiti. Certainly a good race in the figures. And then she went to the Curragh, strongly fancied to get the better of what turned out to be a very hot contest indeed. As you mentioned, she had the Oaks winner qualifying behind her that day. Words has won first time up this season, and there's been loads of winners out of that race down the field, the likes of Bobby Grace, Colour Rhapsody, Private Paradise, Brown Bee, you name it. Virtually everything that ran in that Curragh maiden in mid-June has come out and franked the form. It's just a little disconcerting for me that she hasn't been out on a racetrack subsequently. She's been off the track for a year. She's obviously had one or two issues. And if she is going to get beat, maybe it might well be today. She hasn't got a particularly good draw either in Trap 12. So I'm probably looking to go on the solace of backing something solid each way. And as I mentioned, you've either got Zillin or Frozen Lake as that option. And I'd probably go with Frozen Lake. I tipped this horse last time out when favoured down in Garen. And although he had every chance and got beaten, he got beat by a horse who I actually think might win the 4:35 today in a good speed figure, a horse called Gussie Goose. You know, there's big distances back to the second and third that day. So I do think that form is still quite solid. He's got a good run under his belt here over the course and distance at number four. Again, in another strongly run race. So he's certainly going to have the experience of running fast to at least finishing in the frame here. And at 6-1 with William Hill this morning, I think he deserves a bet for those odds.
Okay, Frozen Lake then in that 4 o'clock for Andy. We'll go then to the 4:35. This one is a 7 furlong handicap. Gussie Goose is the favourite at the time recording at 7-4, 5-2 for Missouri. Lahada is 11-2, 8-1 for Splash Top and bigger prices. The rest of them, Gussie Goose, as you mentioned, they impressed last time out at Gowran. But she does have to give a lot of weight away to her market rivals here.
She does, yeah. She's got a rating of 86 now, courtesy of that victory of that Gowran. And it was a really impressive one, though, as well. I love the way she went through the line that day. I fancied the second Frozen Lake. I thought Frozen Lake was a real good thing in that race that day. Heavily backed as well, John Ox's charge. And Gussie Goose really did saunter up next to Frozen Lake and absolutely buried her in the latter stages. Went through the line incredibly strongly. And the speed figure that she produced that day was the fastest furlong for furlong time on that card. Enough is Enough, who was well beaten in that race on that occasion, has gone on to frank the form. So I'm pretty confident this horse is going to run a huge race today and has got every chance of justifying favouritism. Obviously, Missouri's the main danger. She ran well in a good race down in Leopardstown the other day, but I don't think that form is as strong as Gussie Goose's. And Gussie Goose, therefore, received the nat vote for me on this afternoon's card.
OK, then strong vote for Gussie Goose in that 4:35. The penultimate race on the card then comes up at 5:10. This is a 1.5-mile handicap. Waheb heads affairs at 9-4. 7-2 for Unrequited. Break My Mind is 5-1. 11-2 for Way Down South. Spaceship 7-1. 10-1 for Leaf. And Paddy the Celeb is an 11-1 chance. We'll start with the favourite Waheb. Probably known more as a jump source and has ran well in some good races. But he's had a long time off the track, Andy.
Yeah, again, another horse this afternoon who's got slight questions to ask. Not about his ability, but obviously his well-being, having been off the course for the best part of a year. The last time we saw him was down in Roscommon over hurdles, which saw him finish second to Clive McLeod. I think Waheb, he's probably been teed up for something like the Galway Festival. Of course, he's looming large on the horizon. Anything that Dermot Well runs at Ballybrit has to be a serious consideration. So horses that run in the next month or so have obviously got to book their ticket. So Waheb's performance this afternoon will be well scrutinised by connections. I am, however, going to go against him in the shape of Break My Mind, a filly that I quite like. I tipped her first time up this season in the Cork Ulster Derby, but unfortunately she didn't run as well as I thought on that occasion. But on closer inspection of the speed figure that day, you'd probably forgive her such a hard race first time off the shelf. She ran really well next time out in Ballinrobe, looking the likely winner at the Furlong Pile, only to be mowed down by the in-form Oceana Queen. And with Magenta back in third, giving that form a rather solid look to it, going back to the scene of her only course and distance win, I do think Edward Lyman's filly's got every chance of running a nice race here. So at 5-1 this morning, I'll go with Break My Mind, who's steadily coming along nicely this season.
OK, the Lucky Lass then comes up at 5:40, 1.5 miles the trip for this one, an outspoken heads affairs at 13-8, 9-4 for Edel Poor. Archangel Raphael is 3-1, it's 11-2 for Botany Bay. Just the four line up here, but probably all in with a squeak, and in all won on their last start.
Yeah, this is definitely the best race on the card. Certainly the most promising horses running this race. Outspoken was a big eye-catcher first time out when he won in Navan. He was well-backed. And he stirred them very powerfully in the latter stages of that 1.5-mile contest to get the better of subsequent winner Salthouse. And also, back and forth, the eye-catching run of that card was by Botany Bay. Now, I do think these two horses are going to take a real strong hand in this race, particularly Botany Bay, who I've fallen on the right side of subsequently. I tipped him strongly at Leopardstown on his next start, suggesting he was the best bet on the card. And although he got beat in third, the run of the race just didn't suit him that day. It was a bit of a crawl, and it suited the winner, Salthouse, who kicked hard off the front. But Botany Bay was standing very strongly on the inside without being unduly punished. And he went to Dan Roldy the day over a much more galloping track and laid the ghost to rest with a superb performance when he really did power his way through to the line. And I think that's the key to this horse. He wants a really strongly run race over a galloping course. I think we're going to see the best of Botany Bay towards the back end of the season. Whether we'll get the run of the race here today in a small field is obviously open to question. But if they do go a good gallop, it'll certainly suit Charles O'Brien's charge. So the prices this morning, 5-6-1. I think Botany Bay is definitely worth a few quid to keep in tune with the way he's improving.
OK, Botany Bay then in the finale. Just remind us, please, one more time of your picks for Fairy House on Sunday.
Yeah, really good card here today. Looking forward to the action. I'll start off by selecting a couple of horses in the first, A&R and Fair Game. Lily Springs gets a vote in the second race, having run well over the track before. I do think Byzantium, despite being the lowest rated horse in that Group 3 contest, can outrun her odds. In the 4 o'clock, I'll go with Frozen Lake each way at a nice each way price this morning. In 4.35, Gussie Goose is the best bet in the card for me at the short end. I'll go with Bright My Mind, the only course and distance winner in the field in the 5.10. And final race, the nicest horse to run in the card for me, definitely worth following whatever he does this afternoon, is Botany Bay.
Okay, there we are then, thoughts of Andy Holding ahead of the Irish action at Fairy House today. Remember, you'll hear every race live from Fairy House along with Limerick Air and Market Raisin on William Hill Racing Radio in the company of Mick Norton, Rory Delaghi and James Millman. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Andy, and best of luck with the selections.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.